AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be answering questions on Capitol Hill today, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Members of Congress are getting their first opportunity since the Iran war began to grill Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Hegseth is appearing before a House Armed Services Committee hearing on the Trump administration's $1.5 trillion military budget for 2027. Democratic lawmakers are likely to grill Hegseth on the costs of the Iran war and the huge drawdown of critical munitions. Lawmakers from both parties have also raised concerns about Hegseth's firing of top generals and other military leaders. While a ceasefire is now in place, the U.S. and Israel launched the war February 28th without U.S. congressional oversight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, President Trump is criticizing Iran's handling of nuclear negotiations, saying the country has failed to move toward a deal. On Truth Social, the president wrote, quote, "Iran can't get their act together. They don't know how to sign a non-nuclear deal. They better get smart soon." Trump's post featured an AI-generated image of himself holding a weapon with explosions in the background and a caption that read, "No more, Mr. Nice Guy." The State Department says it's preparing a limited release of commemorative U.S. passports to celebrate America's 250th birthday, featuring Trump's picture. Between 25,000 and 30,000 of the new passports will be available at the Washington, D.C. passport office beginning shortly before July 4th. A U.S. Special Forces soldier has pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York to charges that he used classified information about the mission to capture former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to win more than $400,000. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today over the Trump administration's push to end legal protections for migrants fleeing war and natural disaster. The government is appealing lower court orders that blocked the Department of Homeland Security from quickly ending temporary protected status for people from Haiti and Syria. South Korea's ex-president Yoon has received another prison sentence.
A South Korean appeals court has sentenced ousted president Yoon Suk-yeol to 7 years in prison for resisting arrest and bypassing a legitimate cabinet meeting before his brief imposition of martial law in December 2024. The conviction for obstruction of justice and other charges comes on top of a life sentence he's already received on rebellion charges stemming from his baffling authoritarian push, which triggered the most serious crisis for the country's democracy in decades. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.